Beginning of book Little Less, which starts March 22nd, 1978, and goes through July of the same year. Beginning with looking again at the BAM Hindi, Hindi 3 digests of this plasmid gamma 2B parenthesis 11. Control and BAM and BAM and Hindi 3 digest. And then thinking about the didioxy method with a reference to December PNAS. So this was BAM digest again, and BAM and Hindi 3 digest of this clone. The BAM Hindi 3 piece has a poly A, a poly T tails. Can use poly A or poly T feature for quick strand separation. An analogous DT gel or whatever. But BAM Hindi 3 or even BAM alone looks good. The gel is quite clear. And then trying an 8 mole urea TBE gel, 5% acrylamide. It's a rather poor gel. And it says the conclusion, despite the poor electrophoresis, there looks to be excellent strand separation. So trying to separate the two strands by a gel containing 8 mole urea. So instead of using those gels, I began to try agarose denatured gels using 0.7% agarose TBE and 1.5% agarose TBE gels with the denatured DNA, and concluding that it's uncertain. The denaturation is uncertain, and so retest with the standard gel. They're trying to get an easier gel to use. So going back to acrylamide gels again, not very satisfactory. And so repeat the digest, etc., etc. Always. Gels were important in the work that I did. Wednesday, March 29th, conclusion is that the loading problem is now okay, but there's no need, no denaturation. So go to formamide, etc. Continued strand depth separation on March 30th. pH greater than 12 gel on March 30th, Thursday, with sodium hydroxide. The migration is very odd from this gel on page 16, March 3rd, the front about two-thirds down, etc., etc. And so the conclusion is try formamide, exclamation mark with a check mark. Cannot use high pH because of deamidation. Saturday, April 1st, still doing some alkaline gels. Possible try increased ionic strength, etc. Doubtful if the pH of these gels was as high as expected. Gel pH nearer to 10. So more high pH gels. Being analyzed on page 22. pH 12 at this salt concentration does not denature the DNA. So how did the old denaturing gels work? Possibly higher EDTA in the sample. And they say in a comment that the KPM band band does become clean. The first gel may have denatured, see later, etc. So struggling with denaturation. Continuing on Wednesday, April 5th. Still no or incomplete denaturation with 0.1 molar EDTA at pH greater than 12. Lower ionic strength on page 29. We'll comment that the clear denaturation now, etc. The marker is gone. Lower ionic strength, lower pH gels, April 7th, page 31. Continuing to try to find a way to get denaturation and strand separation. More and more tests of the same type. Trying phosphate, trivalently negative, and ascorbic acid, two negative charges at pH is 11.5 to 12.8, phosphate buffer in EDTA. And the conclusion is that nothing works below pH 12.2. So some banks data, southern blots, Tuesday, April 11th, beta with human, various comments, and with normal and the poor hemoglobin, what the restriction map should look like. EQR1, PIST and BAM, etc. All of these are with normal hemoglobin and with Lepore hemoglobin. The different restriction maps of the that were had been obtained by banks. So still trying to separate strands. On Wednesday, April 12th, Diana Zagar on the same day. pH is 11.6 to 12.0. But did temporarily abandon this deionized DNA. On and on with the same general business of that has always been characteristic of the work. Repeat and repeat and repeat until you find conditions that work. A conclusion about transferring DNA on page 52, and film and gel again on the following pages. Comment that some of the probes have E. coli DNA contamination, which gives a positive on lysed E. coli solutions. So gives a positive on lysed E. coli. The solution, add cold E. coli to make sure that you don't have any just general hybridization. And Bleckel's mini plates, Sharon HV4 reconstruction. Set of results on Tuesday, April 25th, with films and outlines of gel. Presumably some solution to it. The film is shown on the left, and where the film was from is shown on the right. Shaded area was in the developer, that evidently not complete development of the film. tests on Monday, May 1st, 27 Equal 1 tests on the minis. Tubes. and I'll pause there a moment.
Back.
We already know what it is, evidently. Did I?